to examine one word in the parsha which is subject to machlokas rishonim, difference of opinion as to what it means, and we'll see how this one word can result in an entirely different halacha, different consequences, very practical consequences. Talking about the parsha of when a person hits somebody else and he damages him, and the person is disabled, and we don't know if he's going to live or not. So the Torah says when people fight and one person hits his friend with a stone or with a fist and he doesn't die and he falls into bed, so the Torah says, "Im yakum v'hisalech b'chutz al mishanto," if he rises up, if the victim gets up and walks outside on his mishenes, which sounds like it's saying on his staff, that would be the literal translation, and the wound is healed. Then the one who smote him is absolved from the potential murder charge, which would have applied had the person not recovered. The only thing he'll have to do is pay his unemployment and his doctor bills, but he will not. But he'll be absolved of the charge of murder because this person has walked outside. So this statement, if he rises up and walks outside on his mishenes, is subject to controversy. Ta'unkulus says that al burye, if he walks al burye, which sounds like he's saying he walks in his health. So he's translating Amishanto to me on his own power, so to speak, on his own support, or in his own well-being, which means he's fully healed. So immediately, if we would take that interpretation, then the person who is held, as Rashi indicates, the person is held until we find out what happened to the victim. So the person is released when? When the person gets up and walks outside and under what condition? If he's fully healthy, al burye. And Rashi himself says the same thing. Rashi says, al burya v'kocho, in his own full health and his own power. Ibn Ezra says something a little bit different. He says that he doesn't lean on anyone else the way other sick people do, but rather he depends on himself. He's independent. He doesn't lean on anybody else. So from Ibn Ezra, we have a little bit of insight into what's bothering Rashi. What forces Rashi to say anything? We know what a mishenes is. We know what the word mishenes is. Mishenes is that which you lean on, a staff. It's like a walking cane or something like that. And Rashi doesn't tell you that al mishanto means his staff. So what forces Rashi to say something different? So if we take Ibn Ezra, who's not commenting on Rashi, he's just commenting independently, but if we take Ibn Ezra, Ibn Ezra gives us, I think, a clue into understanding what it is that forces Rashi to say what he says. We're going to get to the Ramban in a second. And Ibn Ezra saying that he doesn't depend on someone else, but rather himself, this is what's bothering Rashi. If Mishenes means a staff, then why doesn't the Torah say, if he walks outside, al Mishenes, on a staff, if he walks on with support of a staff? Not only that, but it sounds like in the simple interpretation of the pasuk, it sounds like the victim is supposed to be able to get up and out because he's healed. But if he's walking on a staff, so he still needs the support of his staff, so he's not really better. He's still quite vulnerable. So one of, or both of those problems, which is why his staff? Why not say a staff? What do you mean his staff? It has to be his staff. Or why is he walking on a staff? Why aren't we waiting for him to be fully healed? So therefore Rashi says the Mishenes here doesn't mean a support system as in a staff, but rather it means his own support, which means he's fully healthy. Now the Ramban takes it a little bit differently. The Ramban says, he quotes Rashi and then he goes on and he says, based on various passages and based on other analyses, the Ramban says that this means that he is capable, the Pasuk is saying that we wait to see if he's capable to get out of the house and walk around with support. But he's not fully recovered, he's still weak, but he's able to get out, as opposed to somebody who can only walk around the house who hasn't recovered. So this person has recovered significantly, but not fully. The point to the Ramban comes out, the difference in Rashi and the Ramban is really significant. According to Rashi, we're waiting for a full recovery. person gets out and is dragging around, he's got a cast or whatever it is, or he's got a sprain to something, or he, you know, that's not enough. We're still holding the perpetrator to determine whether or not this person is going to get better. The Ramban says, as a matter of fact, that once we reach his criteria, a criterion for recovery, which is that the person is able to walk with support outside, then if the person dies, the perpetrator is innocent. Because if the person dies because he wasn't careful and there was a reversal, so the perpetrator is innocent. The perpetrator is now innocent because we reached that stage. According to Rashi, the only time that the perpetrator would go free is when the person has reached the stage of total recovery. So this all has to do with how we translate the word mishenes and exactly what it is that that prompts people to say what they say. Sometimes the translation of a word can make a big practical difference in terms of how Beis Din would treat the perpetrator.